Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories, you tell your embarrassing stories, we tell your embarrassing stories. It's embarrassing all around. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
Oh, it's a real tie.
Jinx.
Okay, you said the jinx first, so I have to go first.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Trying to think about what I did this week, what was exciting, what happened. Okay, I will say this. Shocked. I saw a movie for the first time in a long time that I've been to the theater, actually. To the theater. And I saw Minecraft movie.
I want to see that.
I did not want to see it. I did not care about it at all. My son loves Minecraft.
Jack Black.
Well, I didn't even know. I like literally heard nothing about it. I thought it was going to be a cartoon or like, I thought it was going to be. I didn't know it was live action. Like I didn't know Jack Black was in it. I literally knew nothing about it. I was just like, fine, we'll go to this stupid Minecraft movie.
You didn't say that out loud. It was so funny.
It was so good. I was blown away. I laughed like the entire time. I mean, I love Jack Black. He's so dumb.
Love him.
He's such a dummy and he's so funny.
He's so funny.
And what's his name that's also in it?
Oh, God. That guy with the pink jacket.
From Lord of Game of Thrones.
What is his name?
Jason Momoa.
Okay,
Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love him. I had the biggest crush on him.
When you saw Game of Thrones, did you have a crush on him?
1,000%.
Because you saw his butt.
And he had that crazy sex scene. Was it about his butt?
I think it was about his butt. No, for you.
For me, it wasn't about the butt. I mean, he has a great butt. Was it about just his, like, raw,
everything.
Like, yes.
I'm going to rape you on your wedding night energy.
Scratch that.
Anyway, it wasn't about the butt.
It's gone for me now, though. It's gone.
Because of what I just said.
No, just through the years.
It was like sometimes it's just a role.
It's like a certain role. And then you're like, it's not really the person.
Yeah.
But he was great in it. He's so funny and so cheesy in it.
I'm going to see it without my son. I'm going to go by myself.
Yeah, go by yourself.
I don't even play Minecraft, but I just think it looks so funny. And my nieces have told me about Minecraft. So like the Steve stuff, I know who that is.
You know who that is. I mean, I know certain things just from watching Sebastian play it, but like there's all these inside jokes for like Minecraft players, which is really funny too. And he kept being like, you wouldn't get it. You don't know what that's about.
Oh my God, he had the time of his life.
But did you hear like that all these kids were like going crazy in the theater at the chicken jockey scene?
No, there's a scene.
Okay, so apparently in Minecraft, like creepers can spawn onto chickens or zombies can spawn onto chickens. That's like a thing that can happen. And it's very rare, but it can happen.
So it's like a chicken body with a weird zombie head?
It's like a zombie riding a chicken. So they called it like a chicken jockey. I don't know if Jack Black called it a chicken jockey or where it came from. But for some reason, all these kids like all over YouTube started screaming like when chicken, they would scream chicken jockey and then throw like tubs of popcorn in the theater. And in one theater, it was like up to here down all the aisles, which is terrible.
No.
Like the poor people had to clean that up.
Someone standing with a vacuum in the background like,
So it became a thing like nationwide where people are like throwing their popcorn and the chicken jockey seed. So, of course, before we go, Sebastian's like, I hope nobody throws their popcorn and the chicken jockey
seed. Oh, he said that because he's so nice.
He's like, I watched this YouTuber and he showed it and that's like really disrespectful. Why would people do that?
I was like, yay, good. I have known that kid since he's three and now he's a citizen of the world.
He's almost 11. Look at him.
Such a good kid.
But I was happy to hear that. And I was like, what if you went to the movies with your friends and all your friends were throwing
popcorn?
What would you do? Yeah. And he was like, I wouldn't waste popcorn. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Delicious buttery popcorn.
It's about not wasting the popcorn. Okay.
Well, I was like, true, but good for you. He says he would stand his ground. I feel like if this entire class was doing it, let's get real.
I think you would just be like, ha, and then just go.
And teens, you know, those teens, it's a rough age. They're doing dumb things.
You know, I probably would throw the popcorn.
But nobody did it. Probably would be that person.
You just joined in with them. You know, like, ah! And then felt terrible about it later.
Yeah. Then you snuck back in and you're helping clean up the vacuum.
I'd be like, just give me that thing, man, to the guy in the back with the vacuum. I would.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, you want to know what I want to talk about for a second?
I want to know. Yes.
This isn't about my week. This is about how matcha lattes taste like dirt. That's it. That's my hot take. That's it.
Wait, do you drink them normally?
Because
I love matcha lattes.
I never drink them.
Okay.
I decided to get one. I think as I saw you drinking one or someone.
I'm so sorry.
It tastes like I licked the ground. And
really?
I'm like, oh, thank you so much.
Wait, $600. Okay, wait.
I didn't get any sweetener.
There's your first mistake.
I didn't do it.
So you just got an iced matcha latte?
I got a glass of frozen dirt.
Terrible. Yeah. See, you messed up.
Like I licked the bottom of
here's what you need to get. You need to get the iced lavender latte.
Ugh,
that is phenomenal. It's got the sweet foam cream on top that's lavender flavored.
I don't think
or
I can
you can
do
get
it.
Honey in it or get some sweetener in there.
See,
it's the no sugar in there that's your first that's
no
the
one
problem.
Told me, and so now I'm just gonna be disappointed.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Every sip of is disappointing.
I should have told you. I should have told you
something.
You need sweetener.
When
you
drink
sweetener.
A matcha latte out in the world, you got to say something.
Yeah.
You got to be like, oh, this is delicious, if only if it's sweetened.
I usually get honey in it. Yeah. It's really good.
Next time.
Should Do you have any honey, Anthony?
Yeah. Okay. He's sweet enough.
Do you want to kick us off or do you
I'll
want me to kick us
off? Okay.
You got it.
So this is from Laura in Staten Island.
Hey, Laura.
Thank you so much for writing all the way from Staten Island. And she writes, I'll never forget the time my ex-friend Marie set me up on a date with a guy she told me I was perfect for. He was into football and so am I. And she had a list of many other things we had in common. As she went on and on about him, I got excited. He did indeed sound like someone I'd like to meet. As for the setup, she told me she'd get a group to go to the comedy club downtown. She said a few people being there would make it seem more casual and not like a setup. Right? The night of my date, I showed up fashionably late so as not to seem desperate. Truthfully, I couldn't wait to meet him. When I got there, I saw Marie and this really cute guy talking in the corner of the bar. No one else in our group was there yet. I sauntered over and was introduced to Rick. Something was off right away. He was only talking to Marie, despite my standing there.
Oh.
They made inside jokes about work and laughed a lot. I remember thinking, why is Marie even here and where's the rest of our group? I excused myself to the bathroom. When I returned, I saw Marie and Rick kissing.
Oh, my God.
I could not believe what I was seeing. They didn't bother stopping while I rejoined them. Can you imagine? They're making out.
So her friend,
you're supposed to be set up with this person.
Her friend invited her to be like the person who's like another person who's there, and I'm going to steal him and hook up with him.
And she hooked up with
him
and didn't stop. She walked up to him. Isn't that ridiculous? That's crazy. I don't even think that's embarrassing for her. I think that's embarrassing for Murray. But anyway,
I hope they're not friends anymore.
She wrote, "Hi." That I said, they pulled apart and Marie said she was so sorry. Rick looked sheepish. Who were these people and where was the rest of our group? I told Marie I needed to talk to her alone. I was so embarrassed. She immediately told me that she realized she actually had feelings for him when he showed up to meet me tonight and the kiss just spontaneously happened.
Ew, she's one of those girls.
She's gross.
She's one of those girls. Disgusting. The ones who sets you up with her friend and then hijacks it.
Yeah, and then like,
it happens a lot.
Gaslights you.
Yeah.
If you're like,
gross.
Am I the one crazy here?
I just realized that I actually
like,
wanted
I'm
him this
sorry,
whole time and I wanted
him.
You to watch.
No, yeah, that's the punctuation. I wanted you to watch and like feel embarrassed. Ugh.
Because if she really realized that, then she should have taken her friend aside and said, you know what? I am so sorry. This just came over me. This just happened. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to deal with this or handle this, but like, I need you to know and like, I need to express my feelings. You don't just start making out with them and let her see that.
Maybe
and
they were drunk. I mean, maybe they got there early and were drinking or something.
It's pretty bad, though.
It's still pretty psycho. Sociopathic, really.
Yeah.
Ugh. So she just wrote, I asked her if she'd even invited anyone else from our group, and she said no. I'm sorry. She didn't even invite anyone from the group.
Worst friend ever.
I
hope they're not friends anymore.
Also, I like that this lady's looking for the group so much. I excuse myself.
Well, she's probably so embarrassed. She just wants to find anybody to talk to about it.
Like, she doesn't want to be the third wheel.
That's awkward. She was excited to go out with this guy, and then her friend started making out with us.
It's awful.
But it sounds like that was her friend's intention the whole time because she didn't invite the rest of the group.
She didn't.
So
she didn't.
If she was just going to go there, like, why wouldn't, you know what I mean?
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like she was going to be a good friend and like introduce them and maybe not invite the group so she could leave. Maybe she didn't want to watch him with them if she felt like she feelings for him and then just.
But if she knew she had those feelings in the first place, she should never have set her friend up.
Well, maybe,
you know,
no, also don't say you're going to invite a group and then not invite a group. That's just weird.
It's all weird.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
That's so cringe.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
your
she just
sucks.
Said, I am still embarrassed by all the effort I put into looking hot before I got there.
Aww. Well, maybe somebody else saw it.
Maybe someone else saw her running to her car, getting in, crying and sobbing with the door
Forget
slot.
Your terrible
And the
friend.
Radio cranked to like All By Myself, that song.
Is this your story?
No. Who, what you got?
Okay. This next one. Okay. My first story comes from Megan, and she writes, "This is a series of embarrassing things that happened to me last week, all in the same night." Here we go. So I was heading to a friend's birthday party downtown at a restaurant bar, and parking is always a nightmare. After circling the block several times, I was already 15 minutes late. I asked my friends where they parked, and they said they all valeted, so I decided to suck it up and pay the $24 valet charge. That one hurts.
Expensive.
That one hurts every time.
Too much.
It's super busy downtown, and as I pulled up to the valet, there were several cars behind me. The valet opened my door and handed me a ticket, and as I started to walk away, he called after me. "Miss, is the key inside?" I froze. I know my face instantly turned bright red. I realized I did not have the key because I had just linked my phone to the new system in my car earlier, and it was now connected to my phone.
What?
I had taken the key out of my bag to test that I didn't need it and realized I left it at home. Mortified, I had to tell him I didn't have a key and get back into my car. He also had to have several cars back up so I could leave.
Wait, so why don't you just give him her phone?
And not have a phone all night?
Not have a phone all night.
You're right.
I'm not giving the 90s.
I'm not giving this guy my phone. No way.
What?
You got to get back in that car.
I love it. She's like, oh, I'm just going to get back in and back up and make everyone
yes,
back
I wouldn't give
I
the guy
give my
phone. Give away your phone for the whole night to some rando? No way. You need your
you're
phone.
Right, you're right. Yeah. I just lost my phone recently.
Yeah, no you're way. Right. You chased down your phone. You were like
still chasing
banging
it down.
On people's
I'm still
doors.
Still going, driving like you late night drive-bys.
Okay, you got to give it up. You got a new one. It's beautiful. You got to give it up.
I can't. I just want to slow
want
drive with the window
screen.
Down staring at
you
everyone
want
on the whole block.
Crack screen so bad. You gotta
There's
give it
people
up.
Backed up behind me. I'm just like slowly driving.
Is it you? You're still tracking it?
Yes.
You're still
yes,
tracking it.
Check my. Okay. But
dumpster
anyways.
Diving, tracking it. Okay. So everyone was honking and pissed off. And now I was very late to the party.
Oh.
I drove several blocks away and parked and walked what felt like a mile in heels to get to the bar.
Oh.
I was so upset by that ordeal. And I was so in my head and feeling stupid that when I finally arrived at the bar, I realized I forgot my friend's present in the car.
Oh, come on.
I also realized that I had absentmindedly taken my giant stainless steel water bottle with me.
What?
It's like her emotional support water bottle that she like had with her.
She's just
like a massive Stanley cup.
She parked so far away. She's got heels on it. She just adds to the
but
load
you know how
with
that
this
is,
huge
like, when
water bottle.
You're in your head, like I have
yes.
parked somewhere and I'm like, oh my God, I have no idea where I parked.
Yes.
Like if I take a phone call or if something happens you. And you're in your head, I'm like, oh my God, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because you just get in your head. So she like as sipping her water, she's probably like, oh my God, I'm such an idiot. I can't believe I did that. She gets to the car and she's just holding it. She's
yeah,
carrying
she just says Equinox
she's, like,
on
walking,
it.
She's like, walking it goes with my 45 outfit. Blocks with this thing.
She needed to hydrate.
Yeah, you gotta hydrate. I tried to hide it under my coat and was relieved that I was able to sneak it inside. Once I joined everyone at the table, exasperated and ready for a drink, the server came over to take my order. I ordered a Moscow Mule and she asked to see my ID. Mistake number four. You guessed it. I forgot
no.
my wallet, too.
Oh, my God. Terrible. This is like the un...
It's a series of embarrassing
un-violent,
things.
Dangerous Black Mirror.
Yeah, it really is. I wanted to crawl into a hole and cry.
She needs to go home.
The server must have taken pity on me because she believed my story and said, don't worry about it. I'm also in my 30s, so I guess she wasn't too concerned. I was able to Venmo another friend for drinks and meal, but I was so embarrassed. The last embarrassing thing wasn't actually my fault, but I was still secondhand embarrassed. Some of my friends were drinking a lot at dinner, and after dinner, the birthday girl wanted to do a bar crawl to the close by downtown bars. The first bar we tried to go to after the restaurant, we got denied and kicked out because several of the group was stumbling and one girl even puked on the sidewalk.
Yeah, you're not getting in there, ladies.
At this point, I just wanted to go home and get in bed, so I wasn't too mad at getting kicked out, but it was still super embarrassing.
What kind of car is she driving where you have to do you can connect your key to your phone?
My car's like that,
what?
Too. My
amazing.
Car is, my phone is my
I'm
key, but
I,
if you don't bring your valet key, that's like a card, then
right.
yeah.
They can't do it.
They
can't go
then
in
you can't park, because yeah, I'm not giving over my phone
no,
for sure.
I know.
Like,
I know,
no way.
I know. I'm like,
I love that you're just like, oh, just give him your phone.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Just
I forgot
give it to the random
your identity is stolen.
And then you don't have your phone for then, the entire
yeah.
night.
And
you
yeah.
can't get a hold of anyone.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You can, no pictures, nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. And no Venmo. I don't know. She just sounded like maybe she needed
she had a
personal
night.
Assistant.
That is a series of embarrassing events. Yeah.
If she could just park right next to the venue. It
but
have been
sometimes
so much
you
better.
Have those kind of nights and they just spiral and it's like one thing
I
after another.
I love the domino. I've been looking for stories like that. I've been reaching.
Like
to
nothing
my...
is too crazy, but they're all just cringy. And when it yes. piles on, you're just
it's
like,
so funny.
Oh my God, I need to go home. This is crazy.
I know. It's so like, funny. Yeah. Like, what else could possibly happen? Ah!
Forgot your key, forgot your present, forgot your wallet.
Had to back like, out of the valet and piss everyone
so
off.
yeah.
Oh my God, that's good. That is really good. Last week, we had an embarrassing prom story. So I was looking for some embarrassing prom stories.
Okay.
I think that is a great little niche.
Yeah.
Of
send us your embarrassing prom
send
stories.
Send us
we
your
know
embarrassing
they're out
prom
there.
Story. Oh, and they are out there. Let me just say. So this is from Yahoo Life, and James from Texas writes, I had the wildest senior prom for a class of 42 people. First, a couple on their way to prom hit a deer and showed up all bloody after they dislodged it from under the car.
Ew, that's terrible.
Next, the Baptist preacher's daughter was wearing a halter-style dress and her boyfriend accidentally broke the clasp at the neck, so she flashed everyone.
Oh, no.
How funny is that?
That poor girl.
Finally, a guy threw an after-party at his girlfriend's house. The girlfriend was the 26-year-old former math teacher who resigned the previous December.
He brought the math teacher as his date?
He was dating the 26-year-old math teacher that was in their high school and he was 17.
Why is that illegal?
It's illegal. We were all looking forward to discussing everything at our 10-year reunion. But I mean, first of all, let's just focus in on the couple that hits a deer. And they're dressed to the nines trying to dislodge a bloody gutted deer.
Ew.
And they just show up like Carrie to their prom. And
you
like,
gotta go home
Let's
after
dance.
That.
Dude, yeah. like, you got guts.
You gotta
on their
go
prom suits.
Home.
You
yeah.
gotta go home.
You gotta call it a day.
Yeah, you gotta. But you know, some people don't want that to miss that prom. They don't want to like, oh my God, my prom. I didn't miss. You know, I missed it.
Who would you go to your prom with?
Oh, I went. I dated a guy who is 100% out of the closet gay. His name.
Yeah,
is,
that was
yeah,
your boyfriend.
I can't
then.
Say his name. Yeah, that's my boyfriend. Yeah, so I went with him.
Did you have fun?
great time, yeah. And I went with my, I went with another friend. And then, yeah, I think I went to 3 proms. What can I say?
Oh,
I was so pop.
Oh, get it.
Who did you go with yours?
I actually, my boyfriend at the time was in college, so I went with one of my good friends.
Oh, nice.
And then we all went to an after party and another
You were
friend's.
Dating the 26-year-old teacher for the resigning
Ew,
school?
No. No, I was not. No, he was only a year older.
But, oh, nice. Oh, God.
Yeah. And he did not come back for prom.
He did
so,
not.
Yeah, I went with a friend, and it was fun. It was fun. Nothing super embarrassing actually happened that night that I can remember.
Well,
but I could have been blacked out.
Oh, I spilled on my dress for sure. I spilled. I don't even know.
I spilled lipstick on my dress.
Yeah.
While I was getting ready, it like fell and spilled.
Yeah. Mine
Classic.
Was a lavender dress that I spilled. I don't even know. It was like cranberry juice on something. Stupid. Just
cranberry
walked around like
vodka.
That. There was no, I wasn't like a big drinker in high school. I just didn't, yeah, just didn't do
it. You were having real punch.
I was having real punch.
It wasn't spiked.
It was like Hawaiian.
It was like actual punch. I love it.
Oh.
I love that. Okay. My next story comes from Reddit, and this is from Orange Pun King, who writes,
okay.
When I was 16, I went to a water park with slides and pools and all with my uncle and 2 younger cousins. I wore a regular bikini and went swimming in some pools with my cousins for about 40 minutes. We then went to this big slide thing, and after that, we got in line to do an even bigger one with my uncle, too.
Yes.
As I'm standing in line, I hear some teenagers laugh behind me, and I turned around to see one of them pointing at me and quickly stop when they saw me stare back.
No.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
You're
like,
in your bathing suit. Yeah. You're ready to have the time of your life on a huge inflatable
16,
slide.
16 years old. You
turn
feel
around,
awkward enough. What's worse than that?
Someone's laughing at your face.
Someone's laughing and pointing at you.
And then stops when you catch them.
Like, that's the worst. That's the worst.
Oh, no.
What's
worse
than
happen?
That? Even today.
Nothing.
Even today,
Nothing.
You would feel that same,
I
like,
would,
shame and, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
What's on me?
What
what's
have I
on
done?
My butt?
Yeah.
Like,
what have I done?
Did I sit and poo?
Do I have the biggest wedgie ever? What's happening?
What happened? Then I looked down. I had bits of wet white toilet paper all down my legs.
What?
When I was a teenager, I used to always fold toilet paper and put it in my underwear to prevent discharge staining them.
Oh, okay, okay. She's at a water park. She realizes
she's
this.
She's at a water park. What is wrong with her? I must have just done it automatically in the bathroom and forgot that I was wearing a bathing suit. Poor little baby.
That's
but I mean, most
awful.
Most women have done who get periods have done the. Like the if you don't have anything,
yeah.
if you don't have a pad or you don't have
right.
any like
yeah,
tampon
no, you
or whatever,
gotta do that.
Yeah, roll up the toilet yeah, paper 100%. And you stick it in your underwear. Like that's your little like whatever. So
what would you do
in this situation? Yeah. It's horrendous.
I you
mean,
know what I would do?
Okay, what do you
I
do?
Would
what
say? You see you later, sucker, and I would just jump down the water park, and jump down the water
okay,
slide.
Do you remember her uncle is standing with her?
Oh yeah,
her uncle is standing with
I
her.
I would push him out of the way. I'd push him over the side, then get to give him some really
push him
give, really give him something to talk
Let's
about.
Let's give him something to talk about.
Okay. His uncle's concussion.
Let's see what she did.
Okay.
I have never felt so exposed and ashamed in my life. There wasn't just a little bit of toilet paper. I started trying to get it off, but there was always more. I tried to play it cool I was chatting to my uncle, and I know for a fact he noticed because he always notices little things, but thankfully he never said a word.
What?
We're not that close, which made it all the more awkward, along with the fact that I was touching my crotch way too much. So she's literally standing there talking to him nonchalantly, like, hey, how about this one?
Also, can we zoom in on what she just said? He always notices little things. Like, is he like, you've got something in your teeth? Is he that guy? Like,
it's not little this time. She's like wiping away toilet paper from her crotch, like nonchalantly, just like, hey,
it's just like
so what side
on the ground.
Go on next? Like, literally just doing this.
What do you think of his political climate? He's just like scraping wet, soggy.
I love that she's just like pawing at her crotch to get away all the toilet paper that keeps coming.
It just plops on the ground. You can see it on the ground. It's like snow.
It's
God.
It's so embarrassing.
A nightmare.
God love her. I was paranoid for the rest of the day for there to be more. That was the end of the story.
She's gonna see that in her nightmares.
Yeah.
And then she just goes down this really fast slide.
She just has
just
to go
makes
to
it, basically makes it a drain.
You know, her uncle was like, what the fuck?
You know someone's gonna get toilet paper in their face when they go on that slide.
Ugh.
I gotta go right through her toilet paper. Oh, what can you do?
What can you do?
So funny. So funny. Okay. This is from promdress.net, and Ziggs from Grottoes, Virginia says, I don't know why. Says, I was late to the prom because my date never showed up, so I drove myself to the prom.
Aww.
As I was walking in the door, my date ran up behind me apologizing, not noticing he stepped on my dress. I walked forward and it ripped. I thought I could get by with it, but to make matters worse, when I got some punch, I spilled it all over the front of my $250 white dress.
Oh, man.
As I walked to the dance floor after 20 minutes of scrubbing my dress, I fell and my dress.
Oh, no.
I fell and my dress ripped even more. There I was lying on the floor, my brand new thong showing.
Oh.
Everyone laughed, so I ran away from them and drove home.
Poor thing.
My mom still teases me to this day. The lonely drive there and the lonely drive home are the funniest parts to me. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's not good to laugh about it, but you know what? It's okay. They put it on promdress.net. They're airing it out.
You gotta laugh about it. At a certain point, like after the pain, it becomes funny. And
your dress
like, yeah.
gets ripped. Your date doesn't drive you. You spill punch on it, then you scrub it, then you slip on the dance floor. It's like, what
the
else
ass
could
out
go wrong?
New thong is maybe
thong.
The worst part. Yeah,
yeah, that's people seeing your whole butt.
Was it to thong song?
Was
that
it?
That would be
yep.
the best
Back
part.
Back that ass up.
Baby, na 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 thong. It was a thong song.
I like that. The thong song.
That's exactly how it was.
Let me see your thong.
Baby, make it booty go pop, pop. Okay, we got it. This
Nailed
next
it.
Story comes from the Cup of Joe blog, and Amanda W. writes, I can't remember exactly how old I was, but I was close enough to the age where you start liking boys. This was a late 80s, early 90s. I had a crush on my brother's friend, Chad.
Chad.
Of course it was a Chad.
That's such a high school name.
They were playing wiffle ball. When I read this, I was like, oh my God, remember wiffle ball? I like completely forgot.
So you hit the ball around the pole?
No, the wiffle ball is the one with the holes in it. It's like the it's like a plastic ball, right, with holes and like a plastic bat, basically. Yes. But I completely forgot wiffle ball even existed until I read this story. I was like, oh my God, wiffle ball.
You're like, that's
that
like
was, that was a
dodgeball
thing.
Dodgeball or something. Yeah,
that was a thing.
Foursquare.
They were playing wiffle ball in our fenced-in backyard. I was relegated to fetching said wiffle ball. At one point, the ball went over the fence into our neighbor's yard. Now, let me back up a bit. Do you remember culottes? Those confusing bottoms that didn't know if they wanted to be a skirt or shorts. You know what culottes are, right? They're like the wide leg cotton pants that are like, shorter. Yes. So they're like mid-calf.
Oh, yeah, I love culottes.
Yeah, they've come back.
I love
a good culotte. They've made a comeback, but they're like the mid-calf, like flare-leggy.
Yeah, you look like a sailor. Kind of.
No, those are more like just flare. But okay. these are like loose cotton, like kind of pants.
Okay. I'm going to look it up.
They flow. Yeah, they're kind of like a different, like, if your legs are closed, it looks like you're wearing a skirt, basically.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that look still to this day.
It's still a great look.
Timeless.
I happened to be wearing a hand-me-down pair of slightly too large Esprit culottes that day, which is unfortunate in so many ways. Remember Esprit? I loved Esprit.
I loved Esprit.
After the ball went over the fence, I quickly climbed up the fence, jumped over into our neighbor's yard, and threw the ball back to our side. Then I climbed back up over the fence and jumped. But I didn't land. Those damn culottes.
They caught her on the fence.
I found myself hanging on the fence by my culottes.
Wait. She jumps over her. The bells of her culottes go on the wooden fence. And she's just dangling there. Like her forehead hits the. She's upside down.
My underwear was showing. I ripped a giant hole in the crotch. I couldn't get down myself. Through tears of laughter, my brother and my crush, Chad, had to lift me off the fence and set me down. I don't think I ever wore culottes again. Also, today I learned that Esprit is still around.
Oh, that's great. I like the little button.
I love that.
Well, so Chad probably found that as a turn on.
I don't know about that. There's no follow-up there that says,
Chad
fell madly in love with me in my underwear after that day.
Yeah.
Chad just laughed at you.
Chad
got you off the fence.
Chad, yeah, I'm sorry. That is so funny. The idea of someone just hanging off the fence by culottes. It's so funny. It's
death by culottes. Yeah.
Yeah. Death by
culottes. Death in a relationship.
Your reputation just got slaughtered by culottes.
You were not cool after those culottes.
Okay. This is from Anonymous.
Okay.
Just an anonymous email that I got.
Okay.
My son is 5, but I just recently got around to getting rid of his baby stuff. I decided to put a gorgeous high chair, his baby bath, and a baby fence up on Facebook Marketplace for free. I felt really good about potentially giving these precious things to someone who really needed them. Why charge for them when it could make someone's day to not have to buy this stuff for their baby? Why turn a profit when someone could cross those things off the endless list of expenses for their newborn? The response was overwhelming. I was getting, "Is this available?" inquiries all night and into the next morning. There was a real need for these free things. Feeling proud, I sifted through the responses. I went in order and said yes to the first woman who asked if they were available. She asked if she could pick up the items before she went to work at 8 a.m. I told her to come by later when I'd be home. She said she didn't get off work until 8 p.m., but would swing by on her way home. My imagination went off the deep end. This woman was clearly a lonely, hardworking, single mom struggling to make ends meet, working 12-hour shifts in some hovel for minimum wage. Surely, I was helping her pay for childcare by giving her these free things. Swelling with conviction, I pulled the things out from the garage. Then I scrubbed them down until they were sparkling. It took an hour, but I leaned into making them look new. At one point, my husband opened the back door and asked why I was missing dinner to clean them when they were for free. And I said, "Because, Dan, there's a baby on the other end of this, a cute, smiling little sweetheart whose mom has to work her fingers to the bone to make ends meet.
Aww.
Why shouldn't that little baby feel like her mama brought home something that was as good as new?" He went back inside and ate alone because I was meticulously scrubbing the goods. When the mother texted me she was on her way, I was satisfied that my polished items would bring so much joy to her life. She texted, "I'll be there in 5 minutes," and I went out to the curb to wait for her. I was humiliated instantly. A brand new white Tesla rounded the corner onto my street and stopped right in front of me. The window rolled down and a woman with Versace sunglasses was sitting there beaming. "I'm sorry," I said, "you're blocking the driveway. I'm expecting someone." "Me," the woman beamed. "You're expecting me." Then she got out of her car and came around to give me a big hug. She didn't take off her sunglasses. What would you do?
I mean, she's already, they're free.
But I mean, like, you can't, they're free. You can't, yeah. But I mean, wouldn't you be like, what the fuck is this lady
Yeah, but you
doing
never
here?
Know. Like, maybe she's giving them to someone else. Like,
well, it's
and just because she has a nice car and glasses doesn't mean she's, doesn't mean she's wealthy. But it all, yeah, it doesn't mean she's not broke for sure.
I get it. You know what?
Especially if it's Los Angeles.
You're right. Oh, 100%. She might live in that car.
Yeah, you never know.
That's so LA. So, like, pull
it could be
up
her boyfriend's car. You know
to
what I mean?
A like, house you never. And you have, like, a Bentley,
yeah.
So she writes, "Stunned, I led her to the high chair, the baby bath, and the fence, thinking of all the responses I didn't answer. What was she doing taking my baby stuff for free? She thanked me so much and said her granddaughter would love these things. Her granddaughter. I silently helped load the items into her Tesla and then walked back up to the house in a daze. The lesson from this is assume nothing and try not to look like an idiot." Yeah, you can't assume anything. You're right. You can't. I mean, also, who cares? Who cares who was getting them?
Yeah.
But I just love that she, like, got so into it, thinking, like, oh, I'm giving these things for free. Someone who's poor is going to pick them up? Like, what are you doing? You're so stupid. So, yeah, sorry, anonymous. Thanks for the email.
You just never know. Did you see that recent? I saw an Instagram post that I was dying laughing over where someone, like, put up an item for free on Facebook Marketplace, and this woman kept writing her and being like, "Can I get a discount?" And she was like, it's free. And she was like, "Please, can I just have, like, 25% off?"
Wait,
and she was like,
"Sure."
She's like, "Thanks so much." And then, like, she's like, "I can't get it till, like, this time." It was like this whole back and forth that they did. She, like, made a song out of it. I was dying laughing.
I love it.
And finally, like, she's literally just like, "Well, please, can you, like, discount out some more?" And she's like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how I can discount it,
like,
more than
how
free.
Do you not,
like,
know what free
it's
is.
Literally free.
Yeah.
Like, it's free.
And then did she
just
come to get it?
Come and get it. I guess she eventually came and got it. But
that's when you gotta, like, delete, block.
Randos. There's a lot of randos
on
there.
One time I put a ton of stuff in the garbage can outside my house. We were, like, cleaning out the garage. It was in the garbage can. And this man with, I swear, he was, like, just like, totally looked like he was just out walking his dog, like, in, like, nice golf wear. Went through the garbage and started taking all this stuff.
For sure. People do that in our neighborhood all the time.
Yeah,
like, I literally, like, will just set stuff on the curb and it's gone in, like, 5 minutes.
Which is a great feeling, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I didn't have to get that loaded away.
Yeah.
I'll try that with the pillows in my backyard that have sprouted
try that with
flowers out of them. It's going to be great.
Somebody may want that as a project. Okay, this last story is anonymous, and they write, "My wife and I were at a crowded restaurant with our 18-month-old son who was sitting in a high chair. The waitress was behind him taking the order of a table behind us, and she bent over to hear them better. Our son looked at her butt right beside him, and without any warning, he goosed her."
He really
got her. All I could picture was Elliot the whole time,
and I was
dying laughing, picturing, like, you
that.
And John out eating, and he, like, gooses the waitress in front of you.
That's so funny.
She spun around and raised her hand to slap the innocent
at
the table next to us, who didn't have a clue what was going on. She didn't assume it was
she
a baby.
Him?
She thought it was a guy
she
at the table
the
next to her. No, she raised her hand, was about to slap him. We quickly jumped in and intervened, explaining it was our son. We apologized profusely, thoroughly embarrassed. She instantly went from rage to, "Oh, he's so cute." The poor guy that almost got hit in the face looked terrified.
Oh.
Even though we were poor students at the time, we left a generous tip and never ate there again.
Oh, I love that.
I thought of you the whole time, though. I was like, what do you do? Yeah, like,
he does
literally
that stuff all,
like,
the time.
Is just like,
he's pulling pants down 100 times.
Yeah.
It's and like in every public place imaginable.
I remember when Sebastian was in that phase and he was doing that to Mirage all the time, and he always wears basketball shorts, so it's like ridiculous. He'd be like out at the park and he just would pants him, like, all the time, and just be like, ah, like, hilarious.
You have to wear underwear, like, you would just have
1000%. Yeah,
you can't no it, longer.
It's
commando.
Pretty great though. But even
it's
still, so getting pantsed and being in your underwear in front of everyone at the park is still embarrassing.
Yeah, it's so true.
Has Elliot pantsed you?
Yeah, a billion times.
Like in public?
Yes. Everywhere. Everywhere. But I even have worn pants that you tie. And it's just, he's still like, he's really strong. He's so strong.
He's freakishly strong. He will get the pants.
And that's almost like I have to sit down and be like, we don't do that to people. Because I'm afraid he's going to do it to someone else. Like, afraid he's going to do it to like this story. One of his friends or something.
You're going to be out to eat and he's going to pants the server.
If he goes to waitress, we would leave. We would pay the bill and we'd just be like, you are good. You know, just
it's so do funny though. I love it.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's a good one.
Right? It's good. Is that it?
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. Write us a freaking review, okay? It takes five seconds.
Write us a review.
It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Please. Just be like, I love the show. It's so funny.
Do it.
Tell your friends. Yes. Like, spread the word with us, guys.
Write
Come
two
on.
Reviews.
You love it. We love it. Spread the word.
Yes,
write 25 reviews. Get out there.
Right. Can you open up 25 accounts?
Okay.
Write the review.
And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee as you're writing us a review, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.